Pope Francis has sounded the alarm bell on climate change. In a 184-page statement called an encyclical, the Pope slammed our reliance on fossil fuels, and he called for swift and unified global action to save the planet. The Pope speaking out on climate change is indeed global, but it's also a local story. Environmental activists call our region the thin green line. They think the Pope's words could help mobilize the faithful on the Northwest Front. Jessie Dye works to organize local religious groups around climate change. She spoke with KUOW's Kim Malcolm.
Jessie, what is the thin green line?
And as we look at the geography of the Northwest, we see that the three enormous fossil fuel reserves of the continent, the tar sands in Alberta, the Bakken oil and gas, especially gas field, is in North and South Dakota, and the Powder River Basin for coal is in Montana and Wyoming. And the closest deep water ports are along the Northwest, from British Columbia through Washington to Oregon. And on the other side of that are the voracious markets for fossil fuels in Asia. So we are playing defense along our ports, in our communities where the rail lines go, where we feel the effects, the dangers of coal dust and oil, but have no influence except for the ports to keep them back.
What impact do you anticipate this will have on local Catholic parishes?
It's hard to know, of course, but I believe we may be in the process of waking a sleeping giant.
I want to play a bit of tape for you. On Thursday, there was a gathering in West Seattle to celebrate the Pope's encyclical, and Father Jack Walmsley, the priest at Our Lady of Guadalupe, gave a tour of a few parish buildings.
This was an addition to our building, these solar panels. We built our buildings with green in mind.
He says the panels are practical, but that's not the only reason they're there.
But the most important thing for us was that it would be here as a symbol that our parish and all of us ought to be concerned about energy use and consumption.
How did Father Walmsley and the parishioners of Our Lady of Guadalupe make this decision to create green buildings for their parish?
This is a wonderful parish. I have to say, it's not a wealthy community. It's not like they have big donors who would build this for them. But it came from the hearts and minds of the people. And they asked their pastor and their parish leadership to do this. And then they had a wonderfully responsive parish leadership, particularly a parish administrator who was willing to do the research to find out how to get solar panels at a pretty good price.
You know, this corner of the country is known as one of the most unchurched in the country. That is, nearly half the population claim no faith to any religion at all. Do you see that as a limitation?
It's a strength and a limitation. When I first started doing this work, I work at Earth Ministry. We reach out to faith communities. I think that our partnership with some of the environmental communities, they looked at me like perhaps a Trojan horse for creationism. That I wasn't totally trustworthy, you know, I was going to pull something and shame them. But in fact, once they realized that the faith community turns out, that the faith community are the best partners you could ask for, they're loyal and responsible and really concerned for the common good, and they know how to get together every week. So they're very good partners. And now I have to say that the faith community is fully integrated into the local environmental community, and it adds to our numbers and it adds to our moral presence in a way that is wonderful. And now Pope Francis will add, we can carry that moral message on top of this. Because remember, Kim, that Pope Francis did not address just Catholics. He addressed people of goodwill all over the world. So everyone got a letter from Pope Francis the night before last.
Jessie Dye works to organize local religious groups around climate change at Earth Ministry in the Seattle area. She spoke with KUOW's Kim Malcolm.